This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Governor J.B. Pritzker describes Rob and Michelle Reiner as terrific people who care deeply about others. The Illinois Democrat says he and First Lady M.K. Pritzker were with the Reiners a few days ago. Rob, a prolific director behind the Spinal Tap series and Stand By Me, among others, was found stabbed alongside his wife in their L.A. home on Sunday. President Trump, in a social media post, blasted Reiner for his political views and attacked Pritzker, strongly denounced.
I don't understand. I don't understand why the president has to do things like this. What is wrong with him that he has to attack people, especially when their families are suffering?
Pritzker says the Reiners were also philanthropic, focusing their efforts on early childhood education. The Reiner son was arrested after their deaths. After some extremely cold temperatures over the weekend, we're going to warm up pretty quickly this week and even face the possibility of thunderstorms by Thursday. Here's the National Weather Service Paducah lead forecaster Keith Cooley.
Most locations are going to see around a quarter to a half inch of rain. The heaviest totals are expected across western Kentucky, maybe far southern Illinois into southwest Indiana. Those locations there may end up seeing around a half an inch to an inch of rain. Again, a lot of that depends on how much moisture lifts north before that frontal boundary passes through. Keeping an eye on that for Thursday, strong storms may develop, but again, a lot of things have to come together for that. Currently, we're not outlooked for any severe weather, just a general chance of thunderstorms.
Cooley says it's not likely we'll see a white Christmas in our region. There is, however, a chance for showers and thunderstorms around Christmas Day and a few days after. A new state law aims to expand high-speed internet access across Illinois with a focus on underserved rural communities. State Senator Rachel Ventura is backing legislation that strengthens the Illinois Century Network, which provides broadband services to schools, libraries, and other public institutions. The law prioritizes connecting facilities located closest to existing network infrastructure, helping expand access more quickly and at lower cost. Ventura says the move is especially critical after the federal government withdrew more than $23 million in digital equity funding for Illinois, stalling dozens of planned projects statewide. State technology officials say the law will help modernize public institutions and reduce the digital divide. The measure takes effect January 1st of 2026. The Illinois Department of Transportation is opening a new round of funding to expand electric vehicle charging across the state. About $65.6 million is available through the Illinois NEVI program, building on earlier rounds that supported 62 fast charging stations alongside interstate corridors. IDOT says the goal is to help Illinois reach 1 million EVs on the road by 2030, with each selected site offering at least 4 fast chargers capable of powering a typical EV in under 30 minutes. This round also expands eligibility to U.S. routes, scenic byways, and projects serving medium and heavy-duty electric vehicles. Read more at WSIU.org.